imagine a school district that pushes for these so-called reform efforts, you know, a voucher program, shutting out the teachers' union, swapping a traditional pay scale for a market-based pay system involving assessing teacher performance. But now imagine that the same school district goes to great lengths to craft a public image that these kinds of reforms are succeeding and are in the best interests of children. So the district hires this body to write a report and then provides copies of it to the constituents of the school district. Is this going to be an unbiased, scientifically informed report that truly examines the educational worthiness of these reforms? Well, no. And of course, all this public relations stuff is going to cost. Where's the money going to come from? Will the people who are meant to be the target audience for this report know where its funding comes from? Will they get to know, for example, that the context in which this report was written is not too dissimilar to the context in which the tobacco industry selected and paid its own researchers to research its product? And this is particularly important here because it just so happens that at the time this report is released, the school district is having an election for its school board. Now, an election, that sounds democratic. At least, we hope democratic processes are being exercised, right? We especially hope that a school board candidate who might have something useful and critical to offer to a singular reform agenda gets fair and equal representation of her views prior to the election. Maybe the community served by the school district could really benefit from a voice that asks reasonable and critical questions, even if they do go against the prevailing views. But what chance would such a candidate have if, on the run-up to the election, a massive biased public relations effort in the form of a white paper paid for by the district and coming out of the American Enterprise Institute is foisted on the community? No chance. But that could never happen, right? Because we have campaign finance laws that protect us against exactly this kind of thing, right? But Douglas County School District saw it otherwise and did exactly this. And as a result, they were able to elect the school board of their choice. Doesn't sound very democratic, does it? But there's hope. One of those candidates who didn't get a fair shot at the election blew the whistle. Julie Kime, parent, citizen and public servant, took Douglas County School District to court on all of this, and on many of the issues that were raised, she got some justice as well. It was deemed that public institutions should be able to disseminate unbiased information, sure. However, in this case, the district's actions clearly went over the line and violated the Campaign Act. And here's a quote from the judge. The Hess report, that was the report that was written, was not a third-party, unbiased study and was purchased with public money to influence the outcome of the board election. Unquote. Julie Kime, you are our activist of the week. You are our hero. Your courage and tenacity is an inspiration to all of us. Julie Kime, you have truly busted pencils.
Thanks so much. Gosh, what an introduction. I'm impressed.
The devil's advocate, even though I'm not the devil. Maybe it's just that you're just plain upset that you didn't win the election and that this is just you crying and whining over the fact that you did not win the election.
Well, you know, I do obviously hear that from some of my opponents, but that is absolutely not the case. I was a mom in the school district. I was very, very involved in my kids' schools, have been involved on different boards and things since they were in preschool, and the oldest is now 18. So I've always known what a good education looked like. My kids went to an amazing school district. Douglas County School District used to be amazing. I saw what a great education was. And then I saw these people take over our district and proclaim that things were getting better and they were doing what was best for all students, but that absolutely was not the case. What they were saying was happening and what the reality in the schools was were two totally different things. The schools were being, you know, strangled by money and bad personnel policies and all of these things that were going on in our school district, and our schools were starting to really fall behind, yet the message out, the public relations message out to the community was, everything is great. We are reinventing American education in Douglas County.
What's happening now? Because, you know, you've blown the whistle. They've got off very lightly.
Yes, they are. Actually, they have filed an appeal on this case saying that they did not use public funds and that the report was not intended to influence the election. They have filed the brief. We're actually filing our response to their appeal brief, and we are pointing out that absolutely what the judge decided was supported. In an appeal, all that's actually looked at is whether or not there was sufficient evidence for the judge to decide as she did, and we feel very confident that we have that. However, the district will continue to pursue this. They have said they will continue to appeal as long as they need to. I thankfully have found some wonderful attorneys who are willing to donate their time now after spending about $25,000 on the original complaint. But they continue to use an outside law firm and, you know, rack up a bill in paying it with public dollars.
First, the judge rules that this board illegally used public monies to pay for its own non-third-party biased report to influence the election, and now on appeals is using the same public money to appeal the fact that they were found to be doing things illegally. So now we're racking up the bill at the cost of the citizen. For those in public schools, means that every dollar spent on this appeal is a dollar not going into the classrooms of Douglas County. You were a mom in the district who did their job. You know, you showed up, did some volunteer work. When the reform board got elected and things started going awry, you took on the democratic process and went up as a school board candidate, thinking this was going to be a fair election, hoping you were going to try to make a difference. You didn't win the election, and probably, you know, we're going to move on. But when this came out, you acted.
In my previous life, I was an auditor, a governmental entity auditor, and I knew what was right and wrong and what could public money could be spent for or not spent for. So that's what sort of started me down this path. It really had nothing to do with the election. I actually filed the complaint before the election at a point where we really thought we were going to win. And the election was very close. We did come very close to winning. But I think the important point was I did this with a pure heart and said, is this right? Is it right for us to allow governmental entities to use our funds to direct our beliefs, which aren't necessarily in the best interest of our students? And so anyone can do it. You have to have a passion. We have to do it. No one is going to stand up for us. If you all haven't noticed, in public education, there are no saviors anymore except for us at the ground level. We need grassroots efforts to change what's happening in public education.
It's not about waiting for the powerful to make a difference. Right. It's understanding that you, each of us, individually, Julie Keim, any mom, any dad, any student out there, you have the ability to be the education activist of the week. If you know of an education activist who's truly doing something about public education, doing what's right for kids, doing what's right for the community, I want you to make sure that you go to bustedpencils.com, click on Education Activists of the Week, and fill out and nominate your Education Activists of the Week. So just like Julie, we can highlight and speak to the people of America out there that are making all the changes that are necessary. So, Julia, thanks for doing what you do. Let us know how the appeal goes, because we're going to want to talk to you again. Julie Keim, Education Activist of the Week.
Thank you so much. What a great honor, and I will definitely keep you up to date on what's going on.